We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by TailgateWine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you got to check out TailgateWine.com and the blue and white wine gift box. Also have some wine and barbecue pairings with sauces and rubs. Check it all out at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. This is Ask Greg. And speaking of TailgateWine.com, these are questions from you guys submitted to the Keystone Sports app. If you don't have the Keystone Sports app, just go seek it out on your app store. You'll be glad you did. There's an Ask Greg button. You fire off a question. The best one, as determined by Gregory here, gets a bottle of Tailgate Wine. Pretty simple. Pretty good deal from our friends at TailgateWine.com. We're going to get into your questions now. And you see some pretty common themes here, Greg, coming off the 2018 season and the NCAA transfer portal. So are you ready to have to say portal a few
portal? Yeah, let's do it.
Chad from Lewisburg. This is, you know, the essence of this one we kind of tackled, I believe, earlier in the week, but it's worth asking again. In regards to putting your name in the portal, while the rules state that you can still come back, would you assume it's effectively a done deal that a player is leaving once they put their name out there? It would seem hard to look your teammates in the eye after you make that move and retain credibility in the locker room. Are there any examples you are aware of players not transferring and successfully being a key part of a team the following year?
No. quite honestly, no. Tommy Stevens, I guess you could include in there. I mean, he looked around and came back and had did some nice things for Penn State.
But this is all new ground that right. We're walking on here. With the transfer portal and with the system that's set up, this is the first we're seeing it. None of this is intended to be public, I think, is worth saying also.
It should be. Just make it public at this point.
That's what I think too.
I mean, if you're gonna have it leak out little bit by little bit, just make it an open document that people can look at. So let's just talk about it for a second. I hate the word transfer portal. So like I said earlier this week, we're going to go with transfer database.
What word do you hate?
Transfer database.
Oh, database. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So basically what this is it's a new rule this year. Players don't have to go – previously you had to go to your coach and request to be transferred, to transfer out of the program. Now – player goes to the compliance department, says, I want my name to be in the transfer portal, and it goes in within like 2 days, either immediately, but it has to be dealt within 2 days that happening.
But a coach is notified along the way.
Right. Yes. So it doesn't take the coach completely out of play, but.
What it takes out of play is the coach's ability to harbor a grudge or to block that player from competing against him one day, which became pretty common practice, some more ridiculous than others. And so all you're doing now is instead of begging your coach to not block you from a school you want to go to or whatever, you're just notifying everyone that it's your intention to transfer. But like you said, not a done deal.
Exactly. So, but essentially what it comes down to is that at the end of the day, Penn State and other schools are maybe going to see a little bit of an uptick in guys that put their name in this thing just to see what's out there. I mean, that's the other part of this too. Shit. You know, why not put your name in and just see what other schools will do? I mean, at some point, it probably makes sense for everyone to put their name in, right? I mean, just put your name in and see what happens.
If you're, you know, there is, you know, as the essence of Chad's question here, there is some potential damage to be done, some relationships that can be severed.
I think it depends how it's looked at. You know, if you look at it as, you know, if you're looking at it from that perspective, like, well, you put your name in here, you're done. You know, you're not coming back. Then, yeah, that's certainly one way of looking at it. But there's also the other way to look at it. There's also another way to look at it, which is, you know, if this opportunity is there for, you know, James Franklin always talks about, you know, taking advantage of everything that's all the resources that are there. Well, now you have a resource to be able to look and say, okay, maybe my situation is this at Penn State. It could be that elsewhere, but you have to put your name into that database to be able to have those opportunities to find out.
I don't think the act of exploring what your options are something, as this question goes, can ruin your credibility in the locker room. I don't think it necessarily ruins your credibility with your coaches. And what you saw as these guys from Penn State, four total, Juwan Johnson, Brandon Polk, Lamont Wade, Zach McPherson, there are four guys expected to be on the portal, exploring their options. You saw fans turn on them a bit, harbor a grudge against them, which to any fan base, you know, I don't agree with any of it, but you're going to have it. Social media, you have direct access to all these guys. You can say whatever stupid things you want to say to them.
Please don't, but I please don't. People will continue to do it.
The type of person who would do that is not going to be the type of person who's going to be reasoned with in this situation. So we don't even need to speak to them. Anyway, it's their teammates who are soon to be likely past teammates who are supporting them publicly. So I don't think your teammates are going to hold this against you if you're looking for a better situation, or if you have a family situation, or if you've got, you know, something academically, or you just want to do the best for your football career. Everybody's been in this position before. Right. You get one shot at this thing.
Yep.
You know, you get a 4 to 5 year opportunity to do the best thing for you. You're going to have guys who bail too soon. You're going to have guys who, you know, they would probably be better served just sticking it out and fighting the fight and trying to win the job the old fashioned way. You're going to have that. But I also agree that making players, tearing down walls for players to better seek out situations that they'd be happiest, I'm for that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. Absolutely.
Let's another transfer related question. Pat from Westchester. This must have come in before we got the news about Brandon Polk, but I'll just lump Brandon Polk in there. With the news of Juwan Johnson's transfer and Brandon Polk's transfer, seems that Penn State's wide receiver group keeps getting lighter. I haven't really seen anyone around the 200-pound mark. Lighter instead of heavier. Got it. Does Penn State just have a prototypical wide receiver, or are they just not landing the ones they want?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Penn State's done pretty good in this, recruiting the wide receiver spot. But, you know, when your five-star is dinged up as Justin Shorter was throughout the 2018 season, you know, it's going to look more disappointing on paper than I think it is. I think Penn State's in a great spot here. They got Jahan Dotson late and were really able to get something out of him. In terms of the prototypical, I think they like a little bit of everything. I think they like a 6'4", 220 guy like Johnson. They also like a smaller, shiftier guy like Dotson and Hamler. So I don't think there's necessarily a prototype they're looking for now.
Yeah, I get the essence of the question, and it feeds into this conversation about separation and contested catches and blah, blah, blah. You feel better when your guy is 6'4", right? But you also do want to mix and match, especially when you have, you know, I think there's an initiative to have guys who are versatile enough to play all three wide receiver positions, including the inside. And Cam Sullivan, Brown, Mac Hippenhammer are two such guys. Jahan Dotson, I think you'll see play multiple positions. But you do still have your Justin Shorter and your Daniel George. And I do still think that John Dunmore, who arrives pretty light, around 175 pounds, will blossom into a guy who's 195, 200 and be a little bit more of the wide receiver prototype. They're there. They're just, I like you said, without Justin Shorter being able to make an impact as a true freshman, there's just not a lot of them. But I don't think Penn State has shown that they have a type.
No, you know, I don't think it does.
The roster as it currently stands has more guys who are 6 feet or shorter than it does 6'2 or taller.
Right.
But I don't think it's a grand statement about where Penn State is with their wide receiver recruiting.
Agreed.
So I think you'll see that ebb and flow. You'll see some bigger guys added to the mix soon. I think they still want a second guy in the 2019 recruiting class, and maybe that's a guy who fits that bill. Also, keep an eye on the fact that they have two impact tight end types with Pat Freiermuth and Zach Kuntz.
Right. All
right. Frank from Warminster, our good friend Dirt Frank. This is not a question, just a funny statement. Please tell me Penn State is getting a good defensive tackle and offensive tackle for the February signing day. Please tell him, Greg.
Well, I think it really comes down to if that wish is going to be granted. It's going to come down to whether Devon Ellis picks Penn State or not, because I think Jared Harrison-Hunty is out. He has not committed anywhere yet, but he has that Jakai Moore feel to him where it's been so – he's been a top Penn State target and a seemingly Penn State lean for so long that the fact he hasn't committed probably tells you he's going somewhere else. They need to get LEs. I think they're probably the leader in the clubhouse, but it's by no means a slam dunk. Offensive tackle, I don't really see another one on the board right now. Maybe they dip into the grad transfer market there.
I think Doug Nestor, the Ohio State commit.
Oh, yeah,
well,
Nestor, I guess guard tackle.
Right. I don't think he's in the – he's firmly in that tackle category, but I think he can play tackle. Whether that's – I don't know how probable he is or isn't, but if it's not him, you're looking at – if they are going to get an offensive tackle, it's going to be more on the project side of things. I mean, we've seen how offensive tackle thing works out. There still is potential for a guy like Alex Gellerstedt, for example, but you haven't really seen that pan out. You're looking at Brennan Brosnan, Chance Sorrell, Sterling Jenkins, and some others. So, yeah, I think an impact offensive tackle might not be possible. Devon Ellis is the name to know. January 19th, he announces. Joe from Indiana, PA, what do you think about the Brandon Wimbush to Penn State rumors?
No.
Rumors is loose.
No.
Odds, betting odds. Let me finish before you shout no again. I think Stevens and Clifford are both better than Wimbush, but it would certainly help for the depth of the quarterback room.
No. No, it wouldn't. It would maybe destroy the quarterback room.
Good. Yeah.
No, I mean, it makes no sense for Penn State to go and get him. Not only, like we talked about, would it defeat the James Franklin recruiting pitch of family, family, family and all that, but the other side of that coin is that what has Brandon Wimbush shown you that if you're going to bring him in, he's going to be your starter, and that's probably going to force Sean Clifford and Tommy Stevens both to look into transfers. And what has Wimbush shown at Notre Dame that makes you think he's a guaranteed lock to be better than those two?
And to be worth all that trouble.
Especially after he left you once. Yeah.
Yeah, he shopped you around for a better offer before.
Pass.
I think the Wimbush to Penn State thing, it's lazy betting odds.
Yeah.
Betting odds have seen that he was committed once and that Penn State needs a quarterback. So, yeah, why not?
Right.
One more question before we pick a winner here. Jared from Talmadge, Ohio. Is it crazy to think James Franklin was in talks to bring Josh Gattis back? Within a 2 to 3 hour period Thursday, Josh Gattis was reported to go to Maryland, then Michigan, and then Penn State hired Jared Parker. With the OC job secured, what could they have offered Gattis outside of the wide receiver job and potentially associate head coach?
No, I don't think they could have given him what – I don't think they could have given him what Michigan did, which was the offensive coordinator title. So I don't think there's anything – and but people –
Jared asked
– why does Josh Gattis want to come back to Penn State?
Yeah.
That's the other side of this, that, you know, there were a lot of people that said, oh, why didn't Penn State get him? Why would he want to come back? Why, if he left in the first place, come back to what?
He wants to climb the ladder. He wants to call plays. Penn State could offer him neither of those things. So
at least not right now.
So to answer Jared's question, is it crazy to think James Franklin was in talks to bring Josh Gattis back?
Yes. Yes.
All right, who's the winning question?
First one.
The first one, Chad. Chad about the transfer portal.
Yes.
So there you go. Chad, we will be in touch about a bottle of tailgate wine. Thanks, everybody, for your questions. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you. So that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.